Welcome to Letters to the Editor. In this podcast, we play letters left by voicemail to the San Diego Reader, an alternative weekly publication in San Diego, California. All of the audio clips have been edited to remove personal information, and some have been edited for length. To leave a letter of your own, call 619-235-3000, extension 460. Enjoy.
Yes, I'd like to respond to the lady that wrote the letter, Nancy McQueen, really, about the real fat lady. Tell her to get her facts right. This was not a television program that Kate Smith had where she sang at the end of the night. It was at the end of the television day, which was midnight, and no television could be on after that. She sang God Bless America to close out the evening programming, and then programming again opened at 6 a.m. in the morning. Otherwise, that 12 to 6 time frame was empty of anything except test screens on television. Thank you. My name is Bill.
Yes, in the reference to the article by your editor Matt Potter on Gleason and the airport authority, Gleason wanting to take the mural of Charles Lindbergh down or throw it away, I want to strongly go against that, and to tell the reader that, and also Potter said that or alluded to the that Lindbergh was a Nazi supervisor, which he was. I mean, supporter. Which he was not. He was an American patriot, and he fought in World War II. And so, as far as this man Gleason should be kicked out of his job at the airport there for denigrating a good American as opposed to himself. So Charles Lindbergh was a first-class American, and Gleason, he's a miscreant. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you for listening to Letters to the Editor. If you'd like to get in touch, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram by searching San Diego Reader. If you'd like to leave a letter of your own, call 619-235-3000, extension 460. Tune in every week and don't miss Barnaby Monk's Club Crawler podcast, outlining the week's best concerts, shows, and entertainment in San Diego.